Good morning. My talk today is three prayers and a mantra. And our first prayer will be our meditation. And before we start, I want you to know that, like most people, I take liberties with the Bible. But you might enjoy it. Before we get started, I just want to give you a little caveat. The first prayer is from Isaiah, and it's, "Here am I, Lord. Here am I. Send me." And what we're going to do is open up to that during our meditation. Now, I told a friend of mine about this prayer one time. "Here am I, Lord. Have me do what you will." And she said, "Oh, I could never do that." I said, "Why not?" She says, "Well, I'm a music teacher. What if God wants me to be an accountant?" I said, "I'm not an expert, but I'm pretty sure it doesn't work that way." I think Spirit wants you to do what you're good at because that's where your energy is. That's where your love is. That's what you follow. That's your guidance. So if anybody's kind of fearful of opening up to Spirit's will and way, understand that it wants what you want, only more. Okay? Is that reasonable? All right. Close your eyes if that's comfortable. Take a deep breath in. And relax. Take another deep breath in, and as you do, feel your ribs go out. Being in touch with your body helps you stay present. And relax. Relax. And just imagine that before you enter church here today, as you're coming in, you notice a great big vase, maybe waist high, maybe bigger. It's empty. It's your favorite color. And into that great big vase, just dump all your cares and fears and worries, all your problems, conflicts. And as you do, you may find yourself feeling a little lighter. A little more open to possibilities. And imagine yourself light, light. You know why angels fly? Because they take themselves very lightly. So you can imagine yourself maybe drifting like a feather. Maybe a drop in the ocean of the universe. Part of all that is. A beloved part of all that is. And imagine your heart opening, however that feels to you. Being receptive to the will and the way of the Most High. And from Isaiah, chapter 6, verse 8, "And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? Who shall go for us? And then I said, Here am I, Lord, send me." Here am I, Lord. Send me. And as we wait for guidance from Spirit, we're comfortable in the knowledge that Spirit is working through us as us. Sometimes all we have to do is be quiet and get out of the way. Here am I, Lord. Here am I. And we can imagine Abraham in a moment of quiet saying, here am I, Lord, send me. And Moses, here am I, Lord, send me. And Jesus, here am I, Lord, send me. You are a beloved child of the Most High, in whom God is well pleased. You don't have to do or be anything other than the beautiful being you already are. Here am I, Lord. Send me. And when you're not sure about the next step to take in your life, be quiet. Ask the question. State your intention. Here am I, Lord. And then listen for the still small voice to guide you.
Let it be. Though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. There will be an answer. Let it be.
Thank you. That was wonderful. Happy Mother's Day. Yay! I'm reminded of probably my favorite Mother's Day ever was 1987. And I used to live on Queen Anne, right overlooking the Space Needle. And on January 1st, 1987, a big 2-5 was in lights on the top of the Space Needle. And that's because it was the 25th anniversary of the World's Fair. Or so I thought. A friend of mine was visiting and she says, "What is that 2-5 on the Space Needle?" And I told her, she says, No, what is it really there for?" I went, "I don't know, but I'm sure I'm gonna find out." So fast forward Mother's Day, 1987. My mother, who's Greek, and doesn't take gambling lightly, decided that for Mother's Day, we should go to the racetrack. Long Acres. Who remembers Long Acres? Oh, okay, you know what I mean. So we, and my father, one of his little hobbies was handicapping the horse races. So, "Dad, you want to come?" "No, I don't." "Well, will you handicap them for us?" "Okay." So we go out to the racetrack, and we get there, of course, before the first race, because we have to play the daily double. The daily double is you bet on who's going to win the first two races. So, okay, and Dad's handicapped him, and he likes the two in the first race. So I'm going, two, two, 2-5. So I go bet on 2-5, and it comes in. So I know why the 2-5 was really there. And then we proceeded to win, was it every race? Somebody at our table won every race. Of course, we bet on half the horses in every race, so we had a pretty good shot. But what I come back to is a beautiful saying, and I'm sure we're all familiar with part of it, and that is, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. Do you know the rest of that? When the student is ready, the teacher will appear everywhere, even on top of the Space Needle. And another friend of mine says, well, I'm not sure God condones gambling. And I said, there's only one thing in my belief system that God cannot do. God cannot judge, because it looked around and saw that it was good. We judge. So yeah, God helps me with my gambling. So our first prayer is, here am I, Lord. And I talked about the energy that we have kind of dictates what prayer will work for us. So my energy, when my energy is kind of laid back and receptive, or I'm not sure where to go next, or but the energy is very placid, if you will, then that prayer for me is, here am I, Lord. What do you want me to do next? What do you want me to do? Oh, by the way, my two sisters and my niece are here today celebrating Mother's Day with me, so I want to thank you for joining us, Gretchen, Stephanie, and Marilyn. Even though I'm not a mother, I'm the village. So we're honoring each other today. So here am I, Lord. Here am I. And by the way, you're going to get a copy of these prayers and the mantra on your way out today. So you don't have to take notes if you don't want to, but you're more than welcome to, of course. Here am I, Lord, when I'm not sure where to go. One time, Stephanie and I, when she was quite young, Stephanie and I discovered Unity together in 1986. She wanted to go to church with me. Do you want to go to Sunday school? No, I want to go where they sing. So we'd go upstairs. And this is where, here am I, Lord, was Richard Levy's, one of his sermons that I just loved. Now, Stephanie and I were driving one time, and we came to a stoplight, and I was looking for a place, and I either had to go right or left. And she says, well, what does Spirit say? It's like 10 years old. What does Spirit say? I said, Spirit says go right, but I think I'm supposed to go left. So I went left and immediately knew I was wrong. And she was quite baffled as a child. Cammy, that's my nickname. Cammy, if Spirit said right, why did you go left? She just couldn't figure it out. I said, I don't know, baby. I just got to keep learning it over and over again. And we do. The second prayer I would like to share with you is the prayer of Jabez. Who's familiar with the prayer of Jabez? Oh, a little bit. Okay, good. Jabez had like two verses in the Bible. He was in, let me see, Chronicles, I believe. Two words, or two phrases. And the second phrase was the prayer. This is a prayer when I feel expansive. I feel ready to step out. I feel ready to grow. I want to do more with my life. It's from the prayer of Jabez, which is a little bit fundamentalist, but they all have good lessons, right? Everybody's got good lessons. And the prayer of Jabez is, oh, that you would bless me indeed. Now, we all know about indeed in the Bible. That puts the phrase before it on steroids. Indeed. And enlarge my territory. And that your hand would be with me. And that you would keep me from evil. Now, this prayer is amazing. Sometimes you have to say it a few times for it to actually get engaged. But that's okay, because we like praying, right? to use the quote of Donald Trump, sometimes you have to prime the pump. Oh, that you would bless me indeed. Now, when I read that, I thought, bless me first. Isn't that interesting? And then I remember the Pope, and he always says, pray for me. This guy's got millions of people praying for him, but he always asks, pray for me. The Dalai Lama, pray for me. So they know how to ask for what they want. So, Lord, bless me. And this is how you can bless me. You can enlarge my territory. Now, in biblical times, that was physical territory. That was more desert. Oh, good. And for us, it can be anything. It can be my work. It can be my relationships. It can be my emotions. It can be whatever we want it to be. Or we can leave it up to Spirit. Enlarge my territory. Make me bigger than I am. Make me more expansive than I am. Whatever that means to you and to Spirit. And that your hand would be with me. Now, I was saying this prayer in 2011. I discovered this. So I'm saying, oh, I like this. Yeah, let's let God fix everything. My business was kind of, you know, not where I wanted it to be, but I didn't know where to go with it. So I said, bless me indeed. And enlarge my territory. Now, I don't know what that's going to look like, but I'm fairly confident I can't do it. Because if I could have done it, I would have. So some kind of fear typically is holding you back. Enlarge my territory. And that your hand would be with me. It's okay if I don't know how to do it. Remember that saying, when you come to the edge of a cliff, one of two things will happen. Either the fall will be that high, or you will learn how to fly. And Ram Dass says, all learning takes place between the trapezes. Oops, or yay. So I don't know how to expand my territory, but I know that when the hand of Spirit is with me, it'll be taken care of. And you will keep me from evil. You'll protect me. You'll watch out for me. I may make mistakes, but they won't be fatal. And we'll fix them. So 2011, I'm saying this, I'm priming the pump. I know I can do this. And business wasn't going so well. So through an interesting set of steps, which we like to go back and go, oh, if that hadn't happened, and that hadn't happened, and that hadn't happened, I got in touch with, I got a phone call from Groupon. And they said, we see you're doing some nice business with Living Social. We'd like to promote you. I said, okay. I don't know how this is supposed to go. But step by step by step, I learned how to open offices nationwide. And I learned how to, I decided to move to Annapolis for a year and enlarge my territory because I hadn't done it. And so things just happened and happened and happened. And I believe because of this prayer. Enlarge my territory. Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory. Make me bigger than I think I am or can be. And that your hand would be with me to protect me, to guide me, because I don't know what I'm doing, but somebody does. And that you would keep me from evil. Doesn't that say it all? Isn't that a great prayer? Bless me indeed. So when your energy is out there and you're ready to expand, this is the prayer that I think works best. For me, anyway. Now, our third prayer is when you're out there and it's not happening fast enough. Or we think it's not happening fast enough because we're the ones with time and the arbitrary timetable. And I want it, and I want it now. That's when I say the Hey Buster prayer. This is from Kathy Ann Lewis and at CSL in Seattle. The Hey Buster prayer is, all right, I've been doing my Jabez, and I've been doing my Elijah, and I've been doing all this stuff, and I've been getting ready, and I'm, hey, Buster, I want it, and I want it now. And one of my Christian friends said, oh, I don't think you can talk to God that way. I said, listen, I've called God worse, and so have you. It's the energy. It's the energy that you're conveying to spirit. I think I'm ready, and if I'm not ready, get me ready. And if I am ready, let's move. Because I know it's my energy that holds us back. Us. This is my energy that stops everything. My fear, which I worked through in Jabez. You know, it's kind of like Luke Skywalker. When he went to study with Yoda, and he left early. Blink once if you hear me. You guys remember that part? He left early and, oh, you don't have enough training. Yoda didn't think he had enough training. Well, he didn't, but he may do with what he had. And sometimes with my Hey Buster prayer, it's like, I may not be ready for that, but I'm ready for that. Let's go. And that'll come. Let's go. Hey Buster. The energy. Feel the energy. You like those? Good. The mantra was given to me by one of my teachers, Peter Navarro, who studied with the kahunas in Hawaii, among other places all over the world. And it's similar to Ho'oponopono, but with a different intention. The mantra is, and I like doing this on Mother's Day, because Mother's Day has a way of glossing over our issues. And that's okay for a day, but the issues are still there. So if you have issues with anybody, mother, father, spouse, ex-spouse, dead spouse, doesn't matter. This will heal that here. Because it doesn't matter out there, it matters here. Marianne Williamson says, we forgive out of selfishness because I don't want to carry this with me anymore. And what this does is it makes stuff go away from here. Many years ago, I dated a man, and we had kind of an odd relationship. He was a movie maker, so he'd travel all over the world making movies, and then he'd call me 3 or 4 times a year. And we'd get together, and I really liked him, and he really liked me, but it just wasn't going to happen. So then I got married, and he knew my husband, and so he just kind of disappeared off the face of the earth. Okay. And then my husband died, and he showed back up again several months afterwards. So I hadn't seen him in several years. But we kind of picked back up. We had a good conversation. We were having dinner, and it was wonderful and fun. And he says, we're having dinner at my house. He says, I think we ought to get married. I said, don't you think we ought to have a date first? Now, when you're recently widowed, you're kind of in a little tailspin anyway. So when somebody says that to you, it pushes you into another tailspin. So I'm kind of going, I could marry him. Yeah. After he left, I'm thinking, we could do that. It'll be great. He's got a nice house in Issaquah. And I like him. We've known each other forever. We know all our secrets. That'd be great. So the next day, I called him to see if we could go out on a date and talk about this. And his assistant said, oh, he's gone. He left out of town. And I went, well, that sucks. Or words of like that. And I was devastated. I was really upset because I was fragile anyway. So I was beside myself. And I had studied this a little bit, this mantra. So I said it. And it goes like this. You say his name, Watson. I love you. I bless you. I thank you. I forgive you. And I now release you. And sometimes I said it, Watson, I love you. I bless you. I thank you. I forgive you. And I now release you. That's okay. You say it like you say it. And I woke up saying it. And I went to bed saying it. And I'd say it 50 or 100 times. Release you. And I noticed that as the days went by, I was more calm with it. But I kept saying it. And I now release you. And I now release you. And I now. One morning, about 5 days later, I woke up and it was gone. All the angst, all the was gone. Now, you can do this for somebody you really want out of your life, or for somebody... or for somebody that you would like to change your relationship with. Mom, I love you. I bless you. I forgive you. I thank you. And I now release all the emotional baggage I have with you, all the negativity, all the hurt, all the pain. I release it. I don't need it. I don't want it. I don't want to carry it. And what you do, your intention is to create a space where now you can create a new relationship. You want to create space with this. I don't want this in my life anymore. It's taken up too much free rent in my brain and pain in my heart. Who needs it? Time to move forward. I love you. I bless you. I forgive you. I thank you. And I now release you. And a lot of times parents have trouble with this one because they don't want to release their child. I said, no, you're not releasing your child. You can't do that. But you can release all the stuff around the relationship. And when that's your intention, spirit knows it. Your subconscious mind knows it. And you can move forward to having a healthy relationship with people. And you have room in your heart now to be led more by spirit. To let spirit in more. And so, I will leave you today with, here am I, Lord. Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, and that your hand would be with me and that you would keep me from evil. Hey, Buster. Mom, I love you. I bless you. I thank you. I forgive you. And I now release you.